This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Welcome to Manawatu Conversations, recollections of the past and sometimes opinions about the future.
Today we have with us
Sue Wheeler,
Norton Wheeler,
Ross Kessels,
and I'm Vicky Marie Buchanan. So welcome, welcome everyone, and fantastic to hear and be here, Milton, to hear about your story too and what you've done in the past. So tell us about where you were born, and you're a Palmerston North man, aren't you? You've lived here all your life.
Yes, I was born in Ruahini Street at Ross Strata Maternity Home.
Right.
My mother's auntie was the sister there, whose name was Sister Watson.
Uh-huh.
Hence my name being Milton Watson Wheeler.
Ah, right, family connection.
Yep. I went to school at Glenroar.
Mm-hmm.
At the age of five.
So were you living out in Glenroa?
Lived in Glenroa.
Right.
Farming there with my, not me, but my parents were farming there.
Okay, and how long was it their farm? Was it their farm, they bought their farm, or did...
No, they worked for Templin Estate for 25 years.
Oh, okay.
Got a silver plate set when they left.
Right, okay.
I walked to school.
Mm-hmm.
It was only about half a mile, I suppose.
Right.
On a metal road.
Right.
No shoes, we just seemed to pick an ice track to walk along,
right.
And that was that.
So when was that? When were you going to Glenroa?
1945,
so that was the end of World War II, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
We had a lady teacher, Miss Woodruff, and consequently I didn't get too long with ladies in those days, better now.
Right.
So I left that school and went to Rogatea.
So you didn't get along with the teacher?
Didn't get along with the teacher,
Oh,
no.
Why? What happened? What was wrong with her?
Well, she was a spinster.
Right.
And we just didn't see eye to eye. She was noted for throwing things at pupils.
Oh, yeah.
It was throwing the duster, was it?
Yeah.
I think even when I was at school, we had a teacher that threw a duster, and I had the strap. Did you get the strap?
Yes, we had the strap. We had one of those, yes.
I always got the strap for talking. So what was it like at school when you went there? Because that was just after the war, wasn't it? The Second World War. So you walked there in bare feet, so you could walk along in bare feet?
Yep. Yeah, the feet got quite tough.
Yeah. Was it a big... How many students?
Not a big school. Yeah. Perhaps 30, 40 children.
Right.
What road did you live on?
I lived on Glenroar Road, Sanson's Line.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And
you had desks and... I mean, as a teacher myself, I was sort of thinking, what was it like back in 19...
We didn't have a table and chairs. We had two people sat at the desk.
Yeah.
And
little ink wells.
Yeah, we had ink. Mm-hmm. Yeah, ink at that time.
Mm-hmm. The fountain pen.
And we seemed to go through quite a few pencils just passing the day away sharpening them.
Right, and you had books, obviously.
And we had books, yes, had books.
Was that teacher told you sleeping was at home, not at school?
Yes. I must have drifted off to sleep, I think, and got a shake up of the shoulders. And she grabbed hold of me and she said, "Wheeler, home is a place to sleep." So,
not here at school.
Yes, it comes a bit of a shock, but I think it worked quite well. So hence when I left Glenroar School, I went to Rongatea and had to bike 3 miles.
Right.
Night and morning on the middle road.
Right. Was it a busy road?
Not a busy road at all.
Right.
We could guarantee I would see the cream lorry collecting cream on the way to school.
Right.
You'd see it coming, wouldn't you? The trail of dust behind.
Yes, you see the dust coming.
Yeah. The 28-inch wheels on the bike.
Yes. No, 26s. 26 by 1 3/4.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Didn't you get your lunchbox get caught in the handlebars?
Yes.
And you always had
Thursday was the day when Mum and Dad went to town.
Right.
Yeah.
And I used to have pack my lunch in a steel lunchbox.
Yeah.
And put it on the handlebars, and consequently, I just got it wrong. My knee come around, hit the lunchbox, and turned the wheel one way, and we fell off. I used to go home with blood knees for my parents when they got home from town.
Yeah.
But that was one of those things we caught on later. They didn't take your lunch on your handlebars, you had it on your back carrier.
Mm.
We were unfortunately picked up the Payne boys, and we sort of had competition on breaking telephone cups.
Breaking.
With stones.
The insulators.
Oh, they were good. There was always sort of a prize if it fell down to the ground.
Yeah,
all
the bits. Were they at
the top of the telegraph?
Yeah, the top of the telegraph post. Top of the poles. But anyway, it was usually wax for wheeler next morning at school, when you got to school, because somebody had spotted us doing it.
Oh, yes.
So yeah. that was understandable. That was okay. You had to accept that.
So that was the strap?
Yes, the strap. Yeah. Yeah. Stay behind after assembly.
Yes, yeah. A thick one or a narrow one?
No, it was quite a wide one, about an inch and a half.
Yes, a leather one, I
remember them.
I had one of those too. You don't do that now, you're not allowed to do straps now in schools.
No, hence we have trouble nowadays.
Yeah.
We biked and I picked up with the Payne boys, and I say we got into trouble with breaking these cups. But we also had a Maori mate who was Joe Hemipo.
Mm-hmm.
He liked catching eels and ducks, and as we drove over the road along the road in the drain, he'd stop and have a look in the drain, he'd see this duckweed floating down the drain, say, "Ah, there's ducks in here," and we'd go up the drain and see if we'd find these ducks, but they were a lot further ahead than what we were, so we didn't bother with them.
And was eels that, did you go around eeling?
Yeah, we used to get eels as well, but yeah. I went home and got my gaff, which was a piece of, put a hook on the end of it.
Yep.
And on a metal road, I fell off my bike, and I got the gaff in my arm here.
Ooh, ouch.
So I was attached to the fish hook.
Ooh, ouch.
So I had to walk up to the farmer's house and hang, I couldn't get it out because the barb was working.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we couldn't cut it with a pair of cutters, we cut it with a file.
Mm.
Well, went into the hospital and had it taken out in the hospital and had an injection at the same time.
Yeah, that would hurt.
So the gaff had a hook and a barb on it.
It wasn't
three prongs
made out of wire
or whatever.
No, okay. Ouch, yeah.
And for my lunch at Rongotia School, I had to go to the bakery because we had a bakery at Rongotia.
Right.
And we could either get a pie or cake or whatever we wanted to have it for lunch.
Yeah.
Mum was... had been milking all morning, didn't have time to do lunches for us to go to school.
Mm. Right. Was Rongotia big then, 1940?
Mm. 45,
wasn't it?
45.
Yeah.
It was just starting to come to life, I guess. You say we had, at Rongotia, we had had two garages,
mm-hmm.
had six churches, we had Catholic Church, we had a Brethren Church, we had Lutheran Church, we had a Presbyterian, we had a Methodist, and we had the Church of England.
Yeah, and still there's a lot of churches down there in Rongotia, isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah, the Lutheran one got burnt down during the war.
Okay.
It was being German, is it?
Oh, yes. German.
So that's what happened to that church there.
And a shop. There was still a little grocery store there.
There was a grocer's shop, and Mr. Clawson had a grocer's shop, and also Vernon Jones.
Right.
Had a bigger shop, but they got burnt down.
And you had the dairy factory, of course.
And we got the dairy factory was sort of the making of the area, really.
It
employed a lot of people.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, so when they went to the farms and picked up the cream in the morning, they took it back to the Rongotia dairy factory.
Yep.
Right. So the dairy factory was the main employer for the area, apart from the farmers?
It was, yes. Yeah. Yep. There was also a baker there, and there was a hardware place at Mr. Amy's.
Mm-hmm.
They did fertiliser spreading as well, as well as miscellaneous things for farmers.
County Council yard?
They had a depot there. You're quite right, Ross. They did have a yard there.
Okay.
They must have employed, I suppose, half a dozen people.
Yeah.
Those were the days when the street drains were cleaned out by hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't get done now, full
no.
stop.
Mm. Mm. That was the Manawatu County Council.
Manawatu County
it?
Council, yes. The MCC, yep.
So okay. Do people go into Palmerston North Central often, or did you tend to live and operate and function in Rangatira, in the community there?
Functions?
Or did you mix and...
did you go to
and
town?
Shopping. Did you go
yeah,
to
we
town?
We went to town
all?
On a Friday night sometimes if Dad got finished milking early.
Right.
Yeah.
Night out, but normally they come to town on a Thursday and did all
right.
their business then.
Right.
Yeah. Look forward to having holidays when we could go to town as well.
Yeah. Did you have a car or...?
Dad had a 36 Chev.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we graduated to a fleet master.
Mm-hmm.
And we wondered why the people on the side of the road, the road workers, were throwing their hands up in the air because we were dragging the old pram home, which didn't take too kindly to. So that was sort of fleet. The end of the pram, but there was just kicking up stones everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Fleetmaster was that American, was it?
Yeah, American okay. Chevy. Yeah.
Oh, a Chevy, yeah.
Vacuum gear change, but okay. I liked the idea.
Oh, yeah.
We also, I got into trouble for... I was accused of getting bread out of the letterbox because there was a hole in their bread. The people next door, the neighbours, were wondering why they had their bread interfered with. And I was held responsible for eating the bread out of the new dough
oh,
out of the bread.
Yes.
But in actual fact, after a long period of time, it resolved itself and found it was the birds.
Oh,
okay. Oh, that's where you broke the loaf and yeah. half,
yes.
isn't it? Yeah, that used to be nice.
That's right.
And those were the days, weren't they? Because we got bread delivered
yes,
to home.
Yes, yes,
milk,
our bread was
milk in the bottles and
I
bread.
I think it was delivered perhaps three times a week, bread.
Yes,
and
yes.
the butcher come about, oh, I suppose once or twice a week.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. I did go up to the letterbox and I did peel back the dough and leave
yes.
little hollows in the loaf before I took it inside. And the birds got to it.
The yeah, birds were responsible for getting into the bread box and getting the bread out. Yeah.
Is that right, cunning little things?
But anyway, that's all right. We all got that sorted out. So after I came home from school, I had to get wooden chips in for Mum to light the fire
yeah.
so she could cook the tea.
Yeah. Because so you had a pot belly, did
pot,
you?
Well, a pot belly type stove.
Mm. Mm.
Coal range.
And an oven, yes, and an oven. Yes.
Coal range, was it?
Coal range, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I knew if I saw my mother coming down the road to meet me, after when I hadn't come home from school straight away, it was paddywhacks all the way home with a stick. So.
Oh, okay, okay.
But they were. I had to expect it. I was told to get home and do the chips, and I didn't do it, so I got my just reward. So
yeah. Did you have brothers and sisters?
I had brothers and sisters, but well, they were younger than me, so consequently, I was expected to do a bit more.
Right. Yeah.
I had to harness the horse up and go down and get hay, cut the hay with a hay knife to fork it onto the trailer for the horse.
How did that work?
Yeah.
How did the hay knife work?
It was just a hand knife. I got one out in the shed there.
Oh, okay. Like a
just a big knife. It was about that long. It
okay.
with a handle on it.
Yeah.
And being dry,
oh,
the hay
okay.
cut quite readily.
Yep.
And you just cut sections of it up so it made it easier to fork on because
okay.
when it
yeah.
came on with a grab, when they stacked it,
yes.
it was just hay all everywhere. And
yeah.
It was a bit all tangled up, really.
Mm. Okay.
Mm.
So we had a horse and cart to go to the factory originally.
Yeah.
Which factory is that
Glen
one?
Glenroy factory.
Oh, okay.
We knew that was a cheese factory.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Rangatira was butter.
Mm.
So just backing
yep.
up, just for me, so the cream went to...
Rangatira,
and they made
yes.
butter from that,
butter.
Did they? And then
Glenroy, which was 3 miles away, had...
Did they have cream as
they
well?
Had, no, they had milk.
Oh, milk. So your milk went
milk.
To...
Milk went to Glenroy.
Glenroy. Okay.
Yeah, and the butter at Rangatira is called mistletoe.
Okay, okay.
The Glenroy factory is opposite where the school is now, is that right?
Down the road a bit further.
Down the road, okay.
We also... there's also... a post office as well.
Okay, oh yes.
So there's quite a little industry going in the area, isn't it? Two factories. You've got a butter factory and a cheese factory.
And then another three miles away, there was another dairy factory.
Right.
Okay. Another 3 miles the other way, there was another dairy factory.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So a lot of
well, you see, the farmers had to bring them into a central point.
Yeah.
For,
So when did they close, Milton?
Oh, when things become more mobile, when did away with animals and you've gone to tractors and trucks and all that, we sold our horse and cart or got rid of it, and Dad bought a truck from in town here, 36 Bedford, to take the milk to the factory. That was a lot more pleasant than the weather.
Weather-wise. That would be an exciting day, wouldn't it, coming home with the truck? And did you all get in the truck and ride it and have a go with it?
Yeah.
And the milk was in the big cans.
And a big can, you suppose a can was about this tall.
Yes.
And the lids,
And you just rolled them on the
on the bottom lip.
Yep, yeah.
I rolled them along.
And
after we dropped the milk out of the factory, at the factory dropped the milk off, we had to fill up with hot water to take it home and wash the cans.
Right.
Yeah.
But sometimes they got... The young fellas were driving too fast around the corner.
Yeah.
The can fell off.
Oh, yes.
Much embarrassment.
So did you, in your family, did you have fresh milk that you just milked? Or did you get the milk from the factory as well?
It was all fresh milk.
Cream on the porridge.
And the cream on the top.
Yes.
I didn't like cream. Don't like cream. Still don't like cream greatly. We used to take cream into the doctor as a treat.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he was good to us and we were good to him.
Yeah. We all did that, didn't we? We'd go down to the milking factory, the milking shed, and bring back the pail of milk have for breakfast.
So that's the, and the weekends of my job was to sort of clean out the drains. And Dad always liked the cows to be in the cow shed by 4 o'clock. That was
every day.
That was it. 4 o'clock was the day.
So then
we were sort of just about finished before it got too dark in the winter time.
And it was your job to bring the cows in, was it?
My job to get the cows in at 4 o'clock.
Yep.
Before 4 o'clock.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Come home from school.
Yeah.
Get changed and then go and bring the cows in.
Yeah.
You
had a lot of jobs to do, didn't you?
Well, they didn't all get done at the time. From time to time they got missed out. But we used to get, and when we get the cows in with the dog, Dick was his name, he would go along and smell the drains. On the banks of the drain was a possum in there.
Oh, yes.
So when he chased his possum, he had to go up the willow trees that were over the drain. And because we'd get sidetracked getting cows in, and consequently we had reason to get this possum down.
So cleaning out your drains, Milton, what did you have to do cleaning out the drains?
Just had it, well, the drains were only about 12 inches deep at one end and about 2 feet deep at the other end. So we just had to clean all the grass out of the bottoms and the sides and throw it up onto the bank. And do that. Sprays weren't around quite so much in those days. We didn't have sprays. We just all cut it with a shovel and shovel it out. And it'd be right for another 12 months and that'd be it.
Right.
Was that draining water away from the milking shed, or
no,
was that just draining the paddocks?
No, just a paddock drains. Paddock drains. We had a lot of drains on our farm. We had a big X running right through the middle of it. This way and that way.
Right.
There still are, aren't they? Is that because the soil was
just
quite sandy?
Just the rain. Just the water come from two different places.
Right.
Was that sand country or?
No. It come originated at the sand country.
Yes.
Come down from Waitoe, not come from Kaimatarau Road.
Okay. Yeah.
And then went down through Glenroy and went down to Kaimatarau Road.
Okay.
At the and so that was that there.
So it was quite busy, isn't it? I can understand why you were wanting to go to sleep sometimes in school.
They're working hard.
Yeah, and that's right. And many farm children are, aren't they? They're working hard on the chores. And at night time, was it then homework or what?
No, we listened to the radio because we didn't have no TV, of course.
No.
We listened to Daddy and Paddy.
Mm-hmm.
and then Bluey and Curly.
Right.
I remember they were going to make their fortune out of catching sparrows and painting them yellow and selling them as canaries. Unfortunately, they got kerosene on their hands and washing all the paint off. They got onto the birds and gave it away that the birds weren't canaries, that they were sparrows.
Right.
One thing I remember on the radio is that, but that's all that we had was the radio.
Right.
And you'd all sit around it, would you?
Not really. Mum and Dad were doing dishes, etc., whatever the case be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Us kids had a little bit of it, but not too much.
Right. yeah. A full job. A full day, wasn't it, that you were working?
It was occupied, yep.
Yeah.
Look forward to the weekends.
Yes.
I would have my mates come. We'd go and harrow the paddocks.
Right.
With a dad, we used to make jeeps, and we used to get old cars from Jeff Selwyn, from Selwyn Motors and Palmerston, Ford Motors, Selwyn Motors, and cut the back off of them and make them a bit of a little tractor type thing that would just pull the harrows around the paddock and spread the cow muck.
Right.
And
harrows? What are harrows? Sorry, excuse my ignorance.
They're all things with rings. Tines and rings.
Right.
And they just upset, so the cow muck.
Right.
All
right.
The grass would just grow around the cow muck, you see, and then spread it all out.
Right.
So that was, and because we had we could really get our foot on the accelerator and really good. Young fellas still like it today.
Yes.
Like to get their foot on that accelerator and go. Yeah. And consequently, the neighbour rang up and says, "Those bloody kids of yours, Joe. They'll kill themselves." We didn't kill ourselves. We're here today to tell the story.
Yeah, which is really, really good.
So that was good.
Yeah. Quite resilient.
I caught the bus at Glenroar as well. The bus used to come from from Foxton through to Taikaria, through Glenroar, through Mangawatta, through Rangiotu, Longburn, and then Palmerston North.
Right. Okay. And was that to go to secondary school?
To go to secondary school, yes.
And secondary school was?
QEC.
QEC, right.
QEC or earlier days was Palmerston North Technical College.
Right.
And that's where the Polytech is,
the old UCOL is, yeah.
Yeah.
What were your subjects you really enjoyed, Milton?
None.
You hated school. You want to get back on that farm?
Yeah.
Join the club.
Yeah. You know, I quite liked the engineering side of it, and I suppose I got a taste of that.
Especially talking about your dad making cars and...
Yes, well, he did that. We didn't have gas to cut steel, and then dad did it with a hammer and chisel.
Nice.
Cut all the rivets off and took it apart that way.
Yeah.
Right.
But that was good. Quite a few people wanted them, and he also made them into a saw bench as well.
Yeah.
It connected the drive shaft to a saw blade to cut firewood.
Mm.
And we had one on the farm. And we just put enough petrol in it, and we thought it would be just enough to... It would stop, just not too far, not too much wood being cut up. Because we didn't like having to stand there passing firewood to Dad to cut up. Didn't like that idea much.
So he found a way of working a system.
So just let him, just put the petrol, a little bit of petrol in that tank, so it didn't, so it would stop.
Right.
Did he fall for that?
I don't know. Probably did, but he thought, I suppose they are boys anyway.
This is part one of two. Listen next week for part two. Thank you for listening to Manawatu Conversations. This and other recent programs can also be found on the Manawatu People's Radio website, and a range of programs is also available on the Manawatu Heritage website of the Palmerston North City Archive. The address for that is manawatuheritage.pncc.govt.nz.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz /donate.